everybody, Donna Daniels here, and this time my MC Formula is going to actually share with you the basic techniques to have a voice that commands respect, a voice that commands the crowd, and a voice that commands attention. Now, this technique will allow you to protect your voice, to keep it in tip-top condition, so you won't have to worry about losing your voice again, unless, of course, you're actually physically sick. Now, I'm going to give you 5 simple steps. Just follow these steps, and you'll be on your way, I promise, to improving your voice, protecting your voice, enhancing your voice, and they must be done daily. This is regardless of whether you are emceeing or not, because you want to build up the strength in your voice muscle. So when you implement these techniques, you're going to see your voice improve gradually, step by step, over time. Your voice is a muscle. I actually think of myself as an athlete. Muscles I'm using really must be trained, developed, and strengthened. So sometimes you're going to find you're going to do show after show after show. Your voice will be cracking. You'll be losing it. You'll be getting worried and concerned. What's happening to my voice? And you don't know how to repair it. Well, these steps that I'm going to teach you, not only do they repair your voice, but they actually protect your voice. And by the way, I actually did a show a couple of weeks ago where I woke up in the morning and it was so scary. I had no voice whatsoever. But again, I went through all these techniques I'm teaching you, and by the middle of the afternoon, my voice was back, and nobody even knew I had a sore throat on the show. Being a professional singer like I am, I know how important the voice is. But you must remember, your voice is your commodity. It's your business. It's your income. So just like any athlete, they'd never go on the playing field without a warm-up of their muscles. Never. Because if they did, they could actually injure themselves. They could get muscle cramp. They could tear a muscle. They could cause an injury, and that would take them out of the game for months. So everybody has to do warm-ups. Dancers before they go on stage. Soccer players have to do warm-ups. So why should MCs be any different? Before you go on stage, always do a warm-up. Never go on stage cold, because if you do, this is what can happen. You could tear your vocal cords. You could actually damage your muscles. Your voice starts to crack, and when that happens, you could actually do permanent damage to your throat. So you could injure yourself, and your voice is already being pushed to the limit just by the nature of your job as an MC. So a few other tips that I practice, because the body is fully interconnected, I never drink anything cold. Why? It freezes the vocal cords, it restricts them, and they're going to tighten. And you know, when muscles are tight, that's when they can be ripped. I also eat healthy. I get plenty of rest, and I work out every week. And I consider this is the maintenance I have to go through as an athlete, because if I go down, my business goes down the drain with me. So these simple exercises and techniques, as I said, they should be done every day to strengthen your voice. It only takes about 5 minutes. And when do I do this? Actually, honestly and truthfully, most of the time, I do it in the shower. All right, so it's easy. Everyone's got 5 minutes in the shower. And always just before a show, you need to do your warm-up again. So the objective of these exercises, I'm not going to turn you into a singer, but it's going to help you open your throat. It's going to keep it relaxed, and at the same time, it's going to build support in your pelvic region and your diaphragm so that your voice can get stronger and more powerful over time. You ready for the exercises? They're really tough. Exercise number 1, yawn. Yes, you heard me. Yawn. Why do you need to yawn? Because you want to loosen up your throat. You want to stretch out those muscles. So you're going to yawn. Very simple. You can do it as many times as you want, but I want you to feel, observe the feeling. Feel your throat loosening up, your voice muscles getting stretched. Okay, you want your throat first and foremost to be relaxed. Okay, exercise number two. I want to strengthen your pelvic region. The pelvic area, your abdomen, is what's going to support your diaphragm. Now, all you have to do to train your pelvic region to tighten and to support your diaphragm is a very gentle cough. That's it. Do it now. One simple cough. You feel it? The pelvic region is pushing up your diaphragm. So you're going to do gentle coughs to train your body to know how to support your diaphragm. Because we want those lower abdominal muscles, your pelvic muscles, to contract and to support. Okay, exercise number three. Very simple. Trills. You know what is a trill? Okay, this is a trill. Okay, some people call these lip rolls. Doesn't matter whether you can sing or not. I'm not looking for you to be in tune here. I want you to get the feeling of your voice going up and down as a trill. Just let it come out. Now, we're going to teach the body to do this without engaging your neck. So I don't want you straining your neck. So I want you, just before you do your trills, shake your head gently, just like that, from side to side, like you're saying no. You actually mean yes, but you're saying no. And now we're going to do a trill. Relax, relax. Now take that trill from high to low. Add the head turn, relaxing your neck muscle. Now go from the bottom to the top. Again, just, you know, left to right. Relax your head. Stay relaxed. Everything's connected. So you start, don't start to tense up. You're going to concentrate on loosening up. You can even lift your shoulders up and down. If you want to plop them down, you know, just pull out your shoulders so that there's nothing tight. And trilling, you should feel like the neck area is completely relaxed, no strain, fully open. So let me try that just one more time. Relaxed. Okay, exercise number four. Now, your pelvic area down here has a lot more to do with your voice than people are aware of. The muscle of your abdomen actually support the diaphragm, and the muscles of your torso also support as well. But it's the pelvic region, the pelvic floor, that really plays a huge part in supporting your voice. So if we're feeling any strain in your hip socket or your knees, because as I said before, the body is all connected, it's going to place a strain on your voice. So a simple technique to loosen up your pelvic area and also to gain a little bit more abdominal support is a knee bend. The same as we did a shoulder release, we just do a little knee bend. The body goes down, so voice goes up. No tightening up your voice muscle, just think, release, relax, doing my trills. Now the trills engage the diaphragm and the voice in a great way, and this actually really teaches your diaphragm and your voice to work together. So bend those knees, just move your head, relax. That's it, simple. And number five, I want you to put your little fingers, okay, these two fingers here, both hands at the corner of your mouth like this. And I want you to practice bringing your voice to the front of your head, kind of like your nasal cavity. Now, this will help you protect your voice a lot, and it'll give you a lot more power without any more effort. So once you can think, keep putting your fingers here. It's pretty simple. If you do it consistently, then you'll find that your voice will always come forward and it'll have more throw. Now, you do need to do these exercises daily to get your voice in tip-top condition and to keep it in tip-top condition. But of course, after every event, please rest your voice. Remember to take care of the maintenance of your body, because if you take care of your body will work well for you. So key points. Number one, the voice is a muscle. Key point number two, muscles need to be relaxed, they need to be stretched, and they need to be built properly. And point number three, simple daily exercises is going to keep your voice in tip-top condition. But again, I reinforce daily practice in the bathroom, in the shower. Okay, now your action steps. Number one, do your voice stretching and strengthening exercises daily. Number two, share with the group how you feel after doing your exercises for a couple of weeks. And by the way, there's going to be a module which will teach you how to adjust the sound system to make your voice sound even much more deeper, richer, better, more dynamic. So remember, guys, build your business, make more money, make impact as an MC, always be genuine, always be authentic, and be awesome. Now, once you've done these action steps, I'm going to see you in the next module.